Hello, and welcome to another episode of Unplug Yourself, the Ivory Tower Paradox. It's season two, people. I hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. We're up to episode 7, where we're going to talk about getting stuck in the middle and coping with those career plateaus and frustrations. Stagnation. Oh, I don't know how to get any farther in my career. Navigating our careers is tough. We often encounter moments of stagnation where progression seems elusive and frustrations mount. These career plateaus challenge our motivation and can lead us to feelings of being stuck in the middle. In this podcast, we're going to address that very sentiment. I'm going to offer some insights and strategies to cope with these plateaus, ensuring that even in these static periods, growth and learning are ever present. So I invite you to dive in and explore this with me. Whether you're currently facing the challenge or currently navigating it, your perspectives and reflections can spark meaningful conversations. And with that being said, let's dive in. Stuck in the middle, coping with career plateaus and frustration. Corporate world is often visualized as a ladder, a steep trajectory of upward mobility where one's role, responsibilities, and rewards constantly grow. Yet for many, there comes a time when this ascent seems to stagnate, leading to a phenomenon known as a career plateau. Defined by the Harvard Business Review as a stage where individuals perceive a low likelihood of upward mobility in their careers. Career plateaus can trigger a feeling of stagnation, frustration, and disillusionment in one's job and life. A recent study by the National Bureau of Economic Research found that approximately 74% of employees across various industries experience a career plateau at some point. In the corporate world, the number might be even higher given the competitive nature of these environments and the limited number of upward management positions available. Career plateaus occur for a variety of reasons. It might be structural due to a lack of available positions for promotion, or personal, where an individual's skills and experiences are perceived as being at their peak with no apparent room for growth. A study published by the Journal of Vocational Behavior found that these plateaus often lead to decreased job satisfaction, lower organizational commitment, and increased intention to quit. These consequences underline the importance of addressing career plateaus head on and devising strategies to cope with them effectively. Yet, being stuck in your career is not solely about job roles or promotion opportunities. It's also about job satisfaction and feeling valued in the workplace. Research by Gallup found that only 1/3 of employees strongly agree that they received recognition or praise for doing good work in the past week. The lack of recognition can lead to feelings of frustration and a sense of career stagnation. For instance, consider Jane, a middle manager in a Fortune 500 company who has been in the same role for the past 5 years. Despite consistently high performance reviews and successful project completions, she sees colleagues and juniors being promoted or given more significant projects. This scenario is not uncommon in the corporate world and often leads to what is known as career frustration. However, as career experts have often noted, such plateaus or periods of frustration can also be viewed as opportunities for self-reflection and growth. It is a chance to reassess your career goals, aspirations, and how your current job aligns with them. This process is integral to the themes we'll explore further in the following sections, such as developing a growth mindset, leveraging critical thinking and career planning, and making strategic choices for career advancement. The first step to navigating this often challenging phase is to understand the nature of the career plateau you're experiencing, whether it's the lack of opportunities, feeling undervalued, or a waning passion for your role. Identifying the problem is the first step towards seeking a solution. With the right mindset and strategies, one can turn this seemingly challenging phase into a launchpad for career growth and satisfaction. The power of mindset and aspirations in career advancement. A career plateau can indeed feel like a setback, but the right mindset can turn this apparent roadblock into a launching pad. Research by psychologist Carol Dweck has established the importance of fostering a growth mindset, the belief that one's abilities and intelligence can be developed through dedication, effort, and hard work. Such a mindset can be crucial in overcoming career plateaus and frustrations. A study in the Journal of Career Assessment demonstrated that employees who embrace a growth mindset are more likely to perceive career plateauing as a challenge rather than a threat. They are more open to feedback, show a willingness to learn and are more likely to seek out training and development opportunities. Let's take the example of Mark, a marketing executive in a multinational corporation. Despite a plateau, he decides to see this period as an opportunity to learn and upskill. He enrolls in a digital marketing course, broadening his skill set, making him a valuable asset to his company and preparing him for future opportunities. Another vital aspect of navigating a career plateau is regularly setting and revisiting your career aspirations. Research suggests that clearly defined career goals can help maintain motivation and a sense of direction, even during periods of stagnation. A study in the Journal of Applied Psychology found that goal setting led to higher performance and commitment levels. Sarah, an IT professional, felt stuck in her position with no clear way forward. She took time to reflect on her long-term career aspirations, which involved leading an IT department. With this goal in mind, she started engaging more in team leadership and project management, developing the skills needed for her desired position. Her efforts paid off when she was offered a project manager role, putting her one step closer to her ultimate career goal. Motivation also plays a crucial role in overcoming career stagnation. According to the self-determination theory, there are two types of motivations, intrinsic and extrinsic. Intrinsic motivation comes from enjoying the task itself, while extrinsic motivation involves reward or avoiding punishment. Balancing both is crucial. A survey by Boston Consulting Group found that employees who feel appreciated, intrinsic motivator, and believe they have a fair salary, that extrinsic motivator, are more satisfied in their roles. John, an engineer, loved his job but felt stuck and underpaid. He discussed this with his manager, who acknowledged his contributions and gave him a raise. The recognition and financial reward revived John's motivation, and he began seeing his job in a new light. Having a growth mindset, clear aspirations, and balanced motivations can significantly improve your perception of and response to a career plateau. In the next section, we will explore practical tools and strategies to help you navigate your career path effectively. Remember, your career is a journey, not a destination, and it's the journey that provides opportunities for learning, growth, and fulfillment. Career navigation, critical thinking, planning, and choices. At the heart of any successful career is the capacity for critical thinking. This doesn't simply mean making logical decisions. It's about the ability to analyze situations, consider multiple perspectives, and make informed choices. Research by the World Economic Forum has consistently ranked critical thinking as one of the most in-demand skills for the future workplace. It's particularly relevant when navigating a career plateau. In a practical context, consider Anna, an operations manager at a fast-growing startup. Despite being excellent at her job, she feels like she's hit a career plateau. She decides to critically assess her situation. She realizes that her company's rapid growth could provide new opportunities if she broadens her skill set. She opts to learn about project management, thereby making herself a candidate for upcoming roles. By applying critical thinking, she turned a plateau into an opportunity for growth. Planning is another indispensable part of career navigation. The British Journal of Guidance and Counseling indicates that individuals with comprehensive career plans are better prepared to handle career transitions, showing increased resilience during career plateau periods. Career planning not only provides a roadmap for your professional journey, but also helps identify the necessary skills and experience required for your intended progression. Take Robert, a junior analyst in a financial firm, for example. He aspires to become a financial advisor, but knows that his current role doesn't provide all the skills he needs. He creates a detailed career plan, which includes pursuing a certification course in financial planning and seeking mentorship from a senior financial advisor. Despite his current plateau, his career plan keeps him motivated and focused on long-term goals. Making choices, particularly involving risks, is a part of every career journey. A study by the Journal of Applied Psychology suggests that risk-taking positively influences career success and satisfaction. The right calculated risk can lead to new opportunities, breaking the chains of career plateauing. Consider Sophia, a successful salesperson who hit a career plateau. When offered an opportunity to lead a new, untested sales territory, she saw it as risky. However, considering the potential for growth and the chance to prove her leadership skills, she decided to accept the challenge. This decision became a turning point in her career, leading to a much desired promotion. So what have we learned here? Well, critical thinking, planning, and making informed choices are key strategies to navigate a career plateau. While a growth mindset, clearly defined aspirations, and balanced motivations form the inner compass, these practical tools serve as a map to steer your career journey effectively. In the next section, we'll dive into some tangible career advancement strategies to support you on this path. Turning the tide, practical career advancement strategies. While a growth mindset, aspirations, critical thinking, and planning are integral to career advancement, concrete action also matters. By taking practical steps, you can transform a career plateau from a setback into an opportunity for growth. Continual learning and upskilling have become essential in today's dynamic corporate landscape. According to a report by the World Economic Forum, by 2025, 50% of all employees will need reskilling as the adoption of technology increases. Upskilling can not only make you more valuable to your current employer, but also opens the doors to new roles and opportunities. Consider the case of Emily, a journalist in a traditional media house who noticed the industry rapidly shifting towards digital media. Despite her plateau, she invested time in learning digital tools and social media strategies. Her proactive approach led her to a new role within her company, managing the digital content division. Networking and mentorship can also play a significant role in career advancement. A LinkedIn survey found that 85% of jobs are filled through networking, making it a crucial part of career growth. On the other hand, a survey by the American Society for Training and Development showed that 75% of private sector executives say mentoring has been critical to their career development. Take Mike, pharmaceuticalist sales representative who felt his career had stagnated. By networking within his industry, he heard about an opportunity in a biotech company. With the mentorship of a senior colleague, he prepared for the transition, and his career took a new satisfying direction. Maintaining a healthy work-life balance is also crucial. A study by the Journal of Vocational Behavior found that employees with a better work-life balance tend to experience less career plateauing and exhibit greater career satisfaction. Jessica, project manager, was feeling overworked and stuck in her role. After incorporating better work-life balance, she gained her passion for her job and began seeing opportunities for advancement in her current role. So let's wrap this one up. Transforming your career plateau into a springboard for growth requires a combination of the right mindset, clear aspirations, critical thinking, and practical career advancement strategies. It's about viewing a plateau not as a dead end, but as an opportunity for reflection, learning, and development. The road may be bumpy, and the path forward might not always be clear, but with the right mindset and tools at your disposal, you can navigate through a career plateau effectively, turning a moment of stagnation into a stepping stone for greater career satisfaction and success. And there you have it, folks. Stuck in the middle. And then career plateaus, getting frustrated. Look, there's a lot of things that we covered in that particular episode. I just want to remind you that these things don't take a long amount of time to incorporate. Oftentimes, a mentorship isn't lifelong. It could just be for a month or two as you prepare for something. But nevertheless, asking for help from experts or people you trust is super important to understanding how you can kind of crack the mold here. Crack that sort of surface of the plateau and really start to move on. Your ability to change your perspective, take a step back, look at things in a more holistic way is incredibly important to kind of shaking the tree and getting something new out of it. And remember, balance your life. You don't have to be all work and no play. Getting some play in helps you kind of shake it again yet again. So just remember, life isn't fixed. The trajectory isn't set in stone. You have the ability to change things as you require and understand things differently. And remember, sometimes it's just about doing something radical or new or different. Learning new skills is super important. Build that toolbox. That being said, I'm Joe Robins. I'm your host. This is Unplug Yourself, Season 2, The Ivory Tower Paradox. And I thank you for your time.